This message is just for you, the wife of the Liberty Investors agent. The role you play in your husband's successful career is important and challenging, but I think his story needs a little explaining. To be a complete man, a successful man in every sense of the word, two vital factors must be present. First and most important is a wife, the kind of helpful wife with whom a man can spend the rest of his years. A man without a woman to love is not a complete man. The second thing a man needs is a career outside of his home, not just a job, but a challenging career to which he can devote himself. Now, a man wants to succeed in his career for many reasons. He wants to provide a good living for his wife and children, security now and in the future for his family and for himself. But this is only part of the story. The other part concerns the way a man must look at himself. Few things are more important to a man than his self-esteem. He's a vain creature in many ways, and he's keenly conscious as to the way he stacks up with other men. He has to make the grade. When he shaves in the morning, a man must like and respect the reflection he sees in the mirror, and this is where you come in. A woman who understands her man can be of enormous help in shortening the time it takes him to be successful. She can do this by realizing that, as far as choosing a career is concerned, the decision must be her husband's. After all, this is the world in which he must work and live a great part of the time. No one can or should try to pick a career for anyone else. Yet all too often it's been found that wives believe one line of work to be somehow better for their husbands than another line. Well, they need to understand that the career chosen by their husbands can lead to the success they both want and need. It's what a man does with this job that makes all the difference. If you've heard the message on the other side of this recording, you undoubtedly realize what a career properly handled can mean with Liberty Investors, a leader in its field. There's simply no limit to how far your husband can go with this fine company. Your husband's job is not an easy one. It requires hard work and all kinds of hours, especially if he's just getting established. Today, all over the country, the wives of salesmen and businessmen see their husbands leave home early in the morning to be gone until late in the evening. Now, they don't like this particularly any more than the wife of a young doctor likes to see him working all hours of the day and night, including weekends and holidays. But it's a necessary part of the job. Any man who desires to succeed must put in his apprenticeship in time before the rewards he seeks can be his. There is not now, there never has been, and I don't believe there ever will be a time when success comes easily. I've never heard of a case where a person achieved anything outstanding working an 8-hour day. And it's right here that you can play your most important role. You can stand shoulder to shoulder with your husband as his most valuable partner in his business career, or you can be a stumbling block, tripping him up at every turn. Your future, and certainly the future lives of your children, depend upon your husband's career. Because of this, it's to your personal benefit to help him all you can. Now, since an agent never knows how long he may have to spend in an interview or when he may run into a prospect or sales situation, be patient and understanding when your husband happens to be late for dinner or late getting in from those evening calls. Greet him with a big smile when he gets home. Encourage him to talk out his disappointments and tell you about his successes. Develop an interest in his problems, in his ideas, and above all, be proud of your husband. Let him know that you believe in him. A man can do anything when he knows his family believes in him. Now, just as we men frequently underestimate the hundreds of jobs a woman must do successfully to fulfill her role as wife and mother, so women have a tendency to underestimate the difficulties in succeeding as a businessman, as a husband and father, succeeding totally as a man. Time, for example, is a most precious asset to your husband. It carries a dollar value. If he spends it running errands, it costs real money because it cuts into time he should be spending with prospects and customers. You might want to keep this in mind if you're ever tempted to give him chores to do during his working day. For your good, as well as for his time is best spent in pursuits that will further his career and your mutual success. You may even be able to provide your husband with additional productive time by helping out with some of his detail work. If you're not now doing this, you may find that your husband would appreciate your assistance. You are, after all, his partner. The life story of a man and his wife is the story of a journey. The journey begins with their marriage. They have their youth, their brains, talents, abilities, and time. They naturally want the good things of life, and they should have them. A home of their own, children, and financial independence. As with any journey, they select a destination they desire to reach, a goal they've mutually decided to achieve, and they set out, a team working together, to make their dreams come true. Now, what a man and his wife do with their lives together is, of course, their own concern. But I would like to make a couple of observations. I know Liberty Investors Life, and I'm familiar with the entire insurance industry. This is the largest industry in the world, and its potential is unlimited. This company offers what is, to my mind, one of the finest career opportunities in the country today. For as it continues to grow, its agents must grow and prosper with it. As a member of the sales team, your husband's future is unlimited. Together you can build a great life, but it will take work, sacrifice, and time. For those willing to pay the price, the rewards will be great indeed. I hope you are among them. This is Earl Nightingale, and thank you.